A következő műsor megtekintése 16 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
I'm Stefan, this is Philip, I'm the singer of FTTF, and he's the bass player.
I play the bass in From Dawn to Fall, or FTTF, how you know.
We never focused on one genre of music, and we wanted to show that by the name From Dawn to Fall, because you have, the sun goes up and the sun goes down, and you do a lot of different things, and I think that represents our music. I think most of us started by having another band before From Dawn to Fall got founded, but we all got together and tried something completely different, a new project called From Dawn to Fall now, and it worked, and we stick to it.
It happened really quickly. We made our first record, not even the first record, before we started to play shows, and it just we figured out that it worked very well. So we found like an agency who supported us, and the shows got bigger and bigger, and they like were more and more shows, and we were just like a bit surprised, and then we were like, okay, it seems to work out. So for us it was like after 2 or 3 months we really knew, okay, this is going to be serious, and so we started to do it, and yeah, it just grew, you know, step by step, and it's still going better, so we're really thankful for that, and that's pretty cool. Being a band is like being together all the time. I'm spending more time with the boys than with my girlfriend, you know. I'm like more on the phone with the guys than with my girl, so that's a part of being a band. It's like if you don't like each other, it will not work out, you know. Doing it for 8 years, staying together, the same group of guys, and I know it's like brothers, you know, you're like brothers in a band.
Everyone, put a close up. I got the light and pull the trigger. My promise, you will be fine. Every step you made threw me back to the line. Yeah, just the wire. Can't you see that this thing is organized? But I'm trying to change. If you're holding on tonight, 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 holding on tonight, holding on tonight.
Really different, you know. Everybody in the band listens to different kind of styles, and we started as a more like a emo screamo band. We started as a band like doing pretty hard rock music, and but we just really don't care, you know. We just try do different things and just see how it fits or what we like. So we have like five different kinds of people like listening to different kind of music styles, and everything comes together in the band, and so we mix it up. So we're like in electronic, pop, rock, hip hop, rap, whatever, you know. It's just music.
If you want to know exactly, as a child, as you asked, I think Disney was a big hit for us all.
It's getting hot in here.
Put your hands up!
So we can burst that share this sympathy.
No!
Let's shine the sun, the jar is up the street.
Oh, I'm the
right now! A perfect night is what's supposed to be. Let's go in.
It's getting late,
but I don't mind. Tell me where you've been. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
as we like write the songs together, it's just kind of different pieces coming together. So it's just the basic idea of a song, and as I mentioned, we are not really like the band of, okay, we want to write a pop record or we want to write a rock record. It's just like our mood, you know, the time you write it, it's, you like develop the band and style, so everything different comes just together, and this was one, was an important thing for us, just not to focus on any certain style. It's just like mix it up and see what happens, and this is the way we write music. And
I think this is also a process of development. I mean, we started as a really hard rock band, then we did this pop rock record, Rising, and now the next record is going to be something completely different again. So I think you develop and you grow with the band, and that is what makes the difference. Well, when it comes to writing songs, I think it's really different with us. We have our guitarist Jojo, he's the guy with the main ideas, and then we build the whole song around the idea together. So mainly we can say we write all of our songs together as a band, so there's no real role for anyone.
It was like, especially there's a story from the studio in Copenhagen last year in the summer. We recorded Believers. It will be the new record coming out in autumn 2014. And there were like kind of chorus of a song. We wrote it together like 2 days before, you know. We had like no major line for the lyrics and for the vocals. So we were like together sitting in a room and just trying different things. And Jojo was sitting on the piano. And I think this is a good moment who shows how we write songs. And there were like four people singing different things. And we were looking for hooks for a certain hook line. And suddenly like somebody came up with the idea. And then we were like, okay, that's the moment. You know, you feel it if something is good, you feel it immediately, and we found this moment. But this story is a good like example of how we write the songs.
Right now, this is the best thing that I will ever say to you. Stand your back to the way you wish.
the last year we didn't tour that much because we recorded the new record, but I think we've played now over 350 or 400 shows, so we toured a lot in the last 80 years.
Being on tour is the best thing, that's why we are doing it. I think the most memorable show definitely was playing in Tokyo.
Tokyo was amazing. Really.
You're coming there, we played a big festival there. We had like, we played before the headliner, it was like almost 1,000 people, and like, yeah, almost two-thirds of the crowd started to sing every song we played, and it's like 12,000 kilometers away from
the
home.
The other side of the world, complete other side of the world. It was awesome.
And you're like, you're standing there on stage and people go crazy, so that's like, if you ever have like tough times and you have the chance to experience this moment, I will never forget it in my whole life, so this is just crazy shit.
I think we did our acoustic EP because we always loved playing acoustic songs. I think we like playing live, we love doing it simple and easy, and we had the idea of making an acoustic EP for Christmas. It was released on December 24th as a thank you for all the fans who supported us along the way, and we also asked people who downloaded the EP, it was for free. We ask people to donate money for a good reason, for a good cause. Hey!
There is no hope for us now.
I think one of the songs you are gonna hear tonight probably that is really memorable for all of us is "You're Not Alone," the new single from the new record "Believers," because it was also the anthem for the Wings for Life World Run. It was all for a good cause, and we wrote the lyrics totally not knowing what would happen with the song afterwards, and I think that makes it special.
Is there anything we cannot see? The lights when there is to make you feel alive, and I say raise your fist. We'll take away the night and we'll do anything. You won't belong to us. Try to pull yourself together, won't never. You'll never be the one to take them on. You got love. You got love. Tell you tell what's never.
Yeah, "You're Not Alone," as you mentioned, and there's another song, "Hymn." It's like one of our absolute favorite songs because it's a really cool vibe, you know. That's
a dancey song.
Yeah, it's a kind of a dancey rock song with a kind of melancholic mood, but it's like super positive, and that's really exciting because it shows really all the styles from the last years, all the progress, and it's like in certain tiny bits we put it in the song, and really love to play it live.
It's so hard to say, take the blame for you. I've taken all I can. All these times I stood there, I was there alone. So alone tonight.
I think the most important thing for each and every one of us is to feel relaxed on stage and to feel well. So it doesn't matter what you wear, as long as you feel right, it's okay. For example, he once played, I think it was 5 years ago already, he played with a pink shirt. Pink! I don't know why.
As soon as we go on stage, it's just like express yourself and feel good, feel happy, have a good vibe, and then the people will get it and will take it, and that's the most important thing. Like, the energy level has to be like go back and forth between the stage and the audience, and if this is not happening, I can look like a model, you know, people will
imagine this guy in a pink shirt. It's awesome.
The music should be the most important thing, you know. That's why live, for the new live show, we really try to do like a dark, moody, light concept, you know, with a lot of blue and dark red. And even you see our shadows, you know, it should be, the music is always the focus, and this was always important for us, that the music should be the most important things.
All right, show, oh yeah.
All right. But if we sing another song, I need you to help me, all right? I need to listen. Each and every one of you has got voice today, all right? So scream as loud as you can right now. All right. Test work. I need you to sing with me right now. He's gonna show you what to do. You can only be satisfied with a show if you feel that the energy that you give on stage is reflected by the people in the crowd. that is the only moment when you can say a show was great.
And there's like, it's like you've always like five people on stage, you have five different opinions. It's, you have shows like when I'm like off the stage, I'm like, it was not a good show, and he was like, it was awesome, you know. So it's like you always have like five different opinions, but as he mentioned, the most important thing is like
people
the energy,
should have fun.
Yeah, it's just all about fun.
Yeah!